as true. But I'm just asking you the question so that if there's ever a question later, we're live on the internet right now.
Yeah.
If you only own one of these properties, wholly own one of these properties, your wife wholly owns the other one, we'll give that break. But I mean, if you own them 50-50, we can still give breaks to each one of you on half of one of them. In other words, your interest in one is going to be commercial, and the interest and the other person's interest in one is going to be commercial for their half, but you still get the break on one of them. But so however it is, you tell me, if you 100% own one of these and your wife 100% owns one of these, we'll consider it that way.
Yeah, that's kind of like, that's how we are structured, yes.
Okay, that's what you report on your taxes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, given that, it's just the same as if they gave it to a kid and they don't 100% own it, so we have to give the break on each one.
Shouldn't I have to put in some evidence for this? Same
I've got the tax. We don't have any. The taxpayers just said it here on the record, basically, because we've done it.
So the state tax commission is monitoring this conversation.
Understand.
And this is a court of law. Just so he understands
it's
when
right
they
here.
Ask for it.
It's right here on the side over here.
What is it? What are you showing
show
us?
Owners.
Right over here, it shows the owner of the one. It's LeMay Properties in Missouri, LLC.
It's not even
no,
the vineyards?
No, that's not the right number. It's 215 and 216. You're on 213.
216.
Yeah, scroll down.
Down just there.
Scroll down. Other way.
It's up here.
Oh, it's up there. It's top.
Okay, yeah, they're under the same note.
No, one's a five and one's a six.
One's a five and one's a six.
That's correct. Two different
properties.
There's two different LLCs. So.
They're on the record in a court.
All right. As to BOE 421, we'll make a motion classified as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. As to BOE 422, I'd make a motion classified as 25% residential, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
I
have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. You'll get a decision within a couple of days on these. If you want to go to the State Tax Commission, we'll have you the information on that sheet that is sent to you, and we appreciate you owning in Taney County.
What do we need to do now? I'm sorry. I didn't
catch
the last.
What we did is we gave you the break on both properties based on your testimony that your wife owns one wholly and your
state tax commission.
Yeah, I'll get to that. We gave you a break on each one based on your representation that they are each wholly owned by you and one another family member. You'll get a decision within a couple of days, and it will have instructions on there if you want to go to the state tax commission. But as I said, you might check out some of their decisions before, as they've already upheld this. All right.
Okay, and the split provided was what, sir? Can you borrow it again?
I'm sorry?
What was the split you gave?
It's 25% commercial, 75% residential.
On each of them?
That's correct.
Okay, got it. Okay, I'll wait for the details then.
All right, thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, BOE number 106.
This is a discrimination.
I'm sorry? That's Valerie.
Do you want to do all of Valerie's first? Or do you want to do this?
Is that Valerie's? That one, 106?
No.
It's on Friend Road. Friend.
It's a discrimination.
Oh, never mind. Yeah.
It's a discrimination.
106 is your daughter, Chloe and Arnold?
Yes.
Yeah, that's your daughter.
Oh.
And it says in person, doesn't it?
They decided this morning that it would be telecomments.
Okay.
So, did you say they're going to do telecomments?
Yes.
Okay, is that...
Is this when we remeasured?
Yeah, so that's why Michael's here. He actually went out and remeasured everything with them there. And what did you find?
Well,
let's do this. If we're going to talk about this, I need a call.
Jennifer, can you bring up the beacon of that neighborhood on Freund?
Hello?
Hello, this is Chloe.
Hi, Chloe. This is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. You have a minute?
I do, yes, sir.
Okay. We're bringing this up right now. It's my understanding there was a measurement issue, which somebody came back out and did, and then we're going to bring up the neighborhood right now. But you've checked, Mark, the discrimination part of it, is that correct?
I believe I had checked both of them, and it wasn't that there was a size issue, it was that we were significantly more expensive than all of our neighbors, and I had brought that up, and someone said, the only way to have it reassessed is if we come out and physically measure and do the whole thing all over again. So I was like, okay, if that's what you have to do, then do as you have to.
Okay, this is one we've talked to you before, okay.
Yes.
All right. If it's all right with you, I'll let the assessor office indicate what they found. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right.
Jennifer, can you bring up price per square foot structure? I have Michael here with me. He was the one who came out and did all the measurements. Did you find anything, Michael?
After going out and remeasuring all 13 properties that Miss Budd and her family requested.
Right.
All of our data entry was correct other than having to resketch two porches.
Okay.
On the 13 houses.
All right.
But afterwards, when I pulled up the actual research, the map, as far as structure value, the whole neighborhood itself sits within a $100 to $110 per square foot, mm-hmm. with the exception of two houses.
Okay.
In the entire neighborhood. One is owned by, I believe, Miss Budd, and another by someone else.
Okay.
So in that case, it would really just be we'd need to raise two houses to bring the whole neighborhood up even with itself.
Okay.
But
do you know
the
what happened
two houses with that aren't in there didn't appeal. Mrs. Budd did not appeal her lower valued house either. So we can't change any values if they didn't appeal. So we've noted in there that one next door to this is lower, but everybody else in the neighborhood appears to be correct.
Okay. And with respect to those two houses just wrongly assessed, what happened? Do you know?
We didn't do them because, again, it's not an assessment time for us in those houses to go out and do those.
Okay.
That would be 2027, and there was no request from those people. Again, we couldn't go to Mrs. Budd's house either that was the lower value because she didn't ask us to come out, and this is not an assessment year. It has to be an odd year, and that'll be the new assessor in 2027.
Okay. All right. Given what the assessor has indicated, what would you like to say?
To be completely clear, I actually can't hear the assessor very well. But I believe, based on if I'm looking on the Beacon Schneider, it looks like they did assess us and make our value lower. Is that correct?
I don't know. Did they?
I believe it's slightly lower than
I believe it adjusted,
before.
But
pulling
not
it up
a whole.
Compared to 2D postcard that you guys mailed me, and it is slightly lower.
Well, there was also a 2% across the board decrease, I think, right? Or 2 point something. What is the value you're showing on your card?
Hang on. Let me go grab it 1 second. Here. My card is showing 157,752.
And we're at 149,540.
149.
Which is no increase.
149,540 is what we're showing.
Yes. And then my only question there, though, would be on the card, it is showing a portion of it, majority of it, is residential, and then a smaller portion is commercial, whereas online it is showing it exclusively commercial.
It's exclusively commercial right now. And again, after the adjustment, your card was sent out, and then we had a downward adjustment on everybody. So that's why you're lower at this moment.
But this is our one and only property that we own. And we actually did live in the property in 2020.
Okay. So this is also a classification question?
Yes, I guess it would be both.
Okay. So is it put into a nightly rental program on occasion?
Yes.
Okay. And are you familiar with what we've been doing with nightly rental properties?
To some extent, yes.
Okay. What we do is if you just have one in Taney County where you have nightly rental, then we give you a break of 25% commercial, 75% residential. And then if you have more than one property in Taney County, which you put in a nightly rental program, those would be 100% commercial. So that's
okay,
split.
This is our one and only. I do not own any others.
So that split that you were talking about probably is that 25-75. Is that what she was asking, or is there already classified? How is it classified right now? On commercial?
She's 100% commercial.
On the website on Beacon Insider, okay. It's showing exclusively commercial.
Okay. All right. Well, let me ask you this then. If we change that classification to be in line with what